Hey, good morning, and welcome back to the LifePoint DraftCast. My name is Brian Broyles, and I'm the Community Life Pastor at our Delaware campus. This past Sunday, we were in week three of our series, Away from the Manger, where we're kind of looking at the life of Jesus and really how Christmas is only the beginning, and about misconceptions really around Jesus, and that oftentimes we have an idea of who he is, but when you read the Gospels, you see that he's probably the most controversial figure that we have in history. And we looked at a passage in Matthew this past week, and this is a passage where Jesus is confronting this group of people, these Pharisees, these scribes, around their approach to a relationship with God, how they relate to God, about what they think a relationship with God is. So let me read our text from Matthew 15. It says, Then the Pharisees and scribes came to Jesus from Jerusalem and said, So why do your disciples break the tradition of the elders? For they do not wash their hands when they eat. And he answered them, Why do you break the commandment of God for the sake of your tradition? Then he gives them an example. He says, For God commanded, Honor your father and your mother, and whoever reviles father or mother must surely die. But you say, If anyone tells his father or his mother, What you would have gained for me is given to God, he need not honor his father. So for the sake of your tradition, you have made void the word of God. You hypocrites. Well, did Isaiah prophesy of you when he said this? This people honors me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. And in vain do they worship me, teaching as doctrines the commandments of men. So here's what's going on, right? Jesus is confronting these leaders around their traditions, the traditions of the elders. And over time, the religious leaders of Israel had created these additional rules, these additional laws above and beyond the law that God had given them. In fact, the Jewish, let's just say the book of these traditions, literally says that tradition is a fence around the law. They saw these traditions as putting a fence around the law. And the logic was that if they stopped at the fence, that they wouldn't come close to offending God. And they put all these things they were to do, how to wash their hands, the rules against working on Sabbath, rules of fasting. And again, these were all above and beyond what God called for. I think generally we get that, right? We get that all the rules around washing, eating certain foods, keeping Sabbath, that all that stuff doesn't make us right with God. But what we may not see is that we do some of the same stuff today. It's just different. For us, it could be how we go to church on Sunday. It could be the life group on Wednesday. I serve in Kids Check-In every other week. I serve the city in my life group once a term. And in a lot of ways, we can build our own fences of activity around God. Here's the difference though. The way they saw it was if they stopped at the fence, they wouldn't come close to offending God. But for us, if we stop at the fence, we won't come close to knowing God. What Jesus was warning us is that worship is a matter of the heart, that your affections for God come before your action. That activity for God cannot replace intimacy with God. We talked about how all of those things, right? Gathering with the saints, serving the body of Christ, all those things are right and good, but are not the point. The point is this relationship with Jesus. Because you can circle the fences of activity without ever enjoying the relationship. We spent time on really what it means to commune with God. Not communion, but commune. And commune means to converse or talk together, usually with profound intensity and intimacy. It's an interchange, really, of thoughts or feelings to be in intimate communication with. I mean, it's a tear-filled, praise-filled time spent with God. When you get to have God all to yourself, when you get to spend time in His Word and prayer, when you get honest with Him about what's going on inside of you, when you're with Him in the quiet so that He can whisper to your heart. That's where a heart of worship is cultivated, in communion with God. If you're hearing this and thinking, you know, it's been a long time for me. It's been a long time since I've been in the presence of God this way. I want to remind you of a promise that God gives us. It's all throughout Scripture, but James sums it up best for us. He says, draw near to God, and He will draw near to you. I want to encourage you this morning, if you haven't felt the presence of God, if you haven't drawn near to Him, just to confess that to Him this morning, and to tell Him that you realize that you desperately need Him, and just to draw near to Him in prayer. Let's go ahead and do this right now. I hope this was encouraging for you this morning. I want to say Merry Christmas to everyone. Thanks for being with us, and we hope to see you back here tomorrow. Have a blessed day.